Supporters and members of an Iran-backed group have withdrawn from the U.S. embassy compound in Iraq's capital Baghdad after a two-day siege. Leaders of the popular mobilization forces ordered them to leave, but there's a condition. They want Iraq's parliament to vote on a timeline for the withdrawal of foreign troops. Al Jazeera's Simona Faltin reports from Baghdad.
They left just as they had arrived a day earlier, determined and angry, but also pleased that they had managed to deliver a message to the U.S. Supporters of the Iranian-backed popular mobilization forces, who had defied the prime minister's orders to withdraw just a day before, now heeded the call of their leaders. While some dismantled tents and ferried away supplies used to camp the night out, the more defiant ones staged a final showdown in front of the embassy gates, burning tires and flags to the sounds of anti-American slogans.
USA must get out from our country. We don't need America. We can protect ourselves. We have more than 2 million fighters who get out, who killed ISIS, who defend their country.
The attack on the U.S. embassy was sparked by the latest U.S. strikes against Hezbollah brigades, which is part of the popular mobilization forces. The majority of the crowd consisted of its members and supporters, but some here say they were also driven by what they perceive as an unjust American policy in the region.
This is my land, and if you want to stay here, you must understand all rights. When the American government believe and understand our rights, we can leave.